Okay, let's dive in. We've processed, well, a mountain of information today focused on vehicle safety. But the key thing isn't just one issue. It's two really big, totally separate problems. We're talking mechanical and electrical failures, and they affect nearly, what, 500,000 vehicles combined here in the U.S.?
That number, yeah, it definitely grabs your attention. 500,000 vehicles.
Yeah.
And grounded because of distinct safety defects, you've got a mechanical issue with Stellantis, specifically the Dodge Dart, and then a very specific electrical fault hitting Nissan vans, which also ropes in GM, interestingly enough.
Right. So our goal for this deep dive is pretty clear. We need to cut through the jargon and really understand the mechanics of why these things are failing. Why could a Dart just roll away? Why might a Nissan van stall out? And maybe just as important, what does the difference in how the companies are responding tell us? We're digging into our source material to give you the exact, actionable info you need. Okay, let's tackle the biggest chunk first. That Stellantis recall, the Dodge Dart. We're looking at 298,439 Dart sedans. That's a huge number, especially for a car they stopped making a few years back. So for those owners, what's the actual risk? What are they facing?
The core risk, it's about losing trust in the most basic thing you do, putting your car in park. This recall is specifically for the Dodge Dart sedans, model years 2013 through 2016. The issue is centered on the transmission shift cable, that physical link between your shifter inside and the actual transmission.
So just a cable. Seems simple, but it's what confirms the car is supposed to stay put. How does a single part like that failing? How does that become potentially disastrous?
Well, the sources say the cable itself can physically detach. It can just fail. And if that transmission shift cable breaks or comes loose, the transmission doesn't actually lock into the gear you selected, even if the lever inside says park.
Right. And the consequence of that failure,
Mm-hmm.
it's immediate
Yeah.
and potentially really bad.
Exactly. The car could just roll away, unintentionally move. It's a serious roll-away risk, especially, if you're parked on a slope or maybe you rely only on park without the handbrake. It's scary because the driver thinks they've done everything right. They think the car's secure.
Okay, but there is one positive note in the source material. Stellantis says zero crashes or injuries related to this, which is, frankly, a huge relief.
Yeah.
But that brings us to the fix. You have this fundamental mechanical failure. What's Stellantis telling owners about getting it repaired?
And this is where we see sort of the first big point for analysis in this deep dive. Stellantis is, well, they're playing catch up a bit. They've said notices are going out, mailed to owners on November 6th. That tells them about the risk. But, and this is key, they are still, as of when this info came out, working on developing the actual repair, the remedy.
That suggests finding the faulty cable is just step one.
Right. Engineering a permanent fix, something validated that handles the stress long term. That seems to be a challenge they haven't quite cracked yet.
That's a really important distinction, isn't it? Owners get told about a potentially life-threatening risk, but then have to wait for the solution.
Yeah.
You'd think replacing a shift cable, well, it sounds more straightforward than, say, rebuilding an engine. Why might this fix be taking longer?
It's a good question. It touches on safety engineering. When a part fails, that's critical for keeping the car still. The replacement can't just be another cable. It has to be potentially a redesigned, fully safety validated part. Maybe even changes to the linkage or the housing. Given the forces involved in just holding a car, they need to be absolutely sure the fix will last the life of the vehicle. And that probably means a lot of testing, validation to NHTSA standards. That stuff takes time.
Okay, all right. Makes sense. Let's shift gears now from the kind of mechanical failure to something more delicate, an electrical flaw related to routing that could kill the engine power. So now we're focusing on Nissan. They're recalling 173,301 vehicles in the U.S.
Yeah, different set of vehicles here, mostly utility vans, taxis, but just as important structurally. The affected models cover a pretty long span too. The 2013 to 2021 Nissan NV200, plus its taxi versions from 2014-17 and then again in 2019, and crucially, the 2015 through 2018 Chevrolet City Express.
That Chevy connection, that's the detail we really need to unpack. Why is a Chevy owner suddenly worried about a Nissan recall?
It's a perfect example of modern platform sharing, really. The Chevy City Express. GM didn't design or build it. Nissan did. For GM, it's essentially a Nissan ND200 with a Chevy badge. So any fundamental manufacturing defect, like this wiring issue, it applies to both the Nissan and the Chevy versions. If you own a City Express, you're dealing with a Nissan assembly issue.
Got it. So what's the tiny specific mistake on the Nissan Chevy assembly line that ends up blowing a fuel pump fuse and leading to a potential engine stall? That sounds terrifying.
The root cause, according to the NHTSA documents cited in our source, It's almost unbelievably specific. It seems the fuel tank temperature sensor harness might have been incorrectly routed during assembly.
Incorrectly routed, like someone just didn't use the right clip or bent a wire the wrong way. It's kind of startling that something seemingly so small could cause the engine to just die.
It is startling, but it tells you everything about how intolerant modern electrical systems are to error. When that harness is routed wrong, it puts stress on the wires. They probably rub against other parts over time. That chafing wears down the insulation, and eventually you get a short circuit. Oh. And when a short happens in wiring connected to the fuel pump fuse, well, the fuse does its job. It blows to stop more damage.
And when the fuel pump fuse blows, no fuel gets to the engine. So the immediate result is a total loss of power. The engine stalls.
Precisely. And imagine that happening in a van, maybe full of cargo, or worse, passengers in a taxi. Having the engine just cut out, especially if you're moving at speed, it's incredibly dangerous. It really shows how a seemingly minor assembly mistake can just bypass layers of safety and cause a complete functional failure.
Okay, let's connect this back to the Dart recall and that key question about readiness. Stellantis is still working on the fix for the cable. What about Nissan and these vans? What's the repair status?
Nissan seems ready. The source material confirms that Nissan dealers will inspect and repair the affected vehicles. Free of charge, obviously. And that process is available now, which suggests they've already pinpointed the failure, figured out the fix, likely involves, you know, rerouting that harness correctly, maybe adding some protection, and they've already gotten those instructions out to their dealers.
Wow. Okay. So this really highlights a big challenge in managing recalls, doesn't it? Two massive recalls, hundreds of thousands of vehicles each. But the speed of response is just starkly different. Let's explore that contrast a bit. Why would fixing an electrical routing issue like Nissan's be potentially faster, easier maybe, than replacing or redesigning a mechanical part like the Dart's cable?
That really is the core analytical takeaway for you, I think. The complexity of the fix often drives the timeline. The Nissan NV200 problem, it's basically an assembly quality issue, right? The parts themselves might be fine. It was the placement that was wrong. So fixing it involves getting to the harness, making sure it's routed properly, maybe adding some protective sleeving, checking the circuit. That process, relatively speaking, is quicker to figure out and validate.
Where's the Dart issue? That sounds more like a potential design flaw in the actual component.
Exactly, yes. If the shift cable itself is failing under what should be normal stress, it suggests the material or maybe the design of the ends just isn't quite up to the job. So Stellantis can't just swap in an identical new cable. They have to engineer a better one, test it thoroughly, validate it meets all the safety standards before they can even start making the replacement parts in large numbers. That whole engineering cycle just inherently takes more time than fixing an assembly line mistake.
So pulling these two huge safety issues together, almost 500,000 vehicles, we see one case where a fundamental mechanical part failed, and another where this detailed, almost hidden electrical routing went wrong. It's a really striking look at the dual vulnerabilities of modern cars.
It really is. The Dart failure is kind of the classic type, right? Hardware just breaking. The Nissan Chevy issue points more towards the risks in high-tech manufacturing, where the tiniest detail, like a wire harness being misplaced by maybe an inch, is enough to completely disable a sophisticated system like the engine through an engine stall.
And the fact that the Chevy City Express, you know, GM brand vehicle, gets pulled into a Nissan manufacturing problem, that perfectly illustrates the risks and, frankly, the liability involved in global platform sharing. Owners of one brand are suddenly dependent on the quality control of a totally different car maker.
That's exactly right. It forces you, as a consumer, to look beyond just the badge on the front. You have to understand the global supply chain that actually built your vehicle. It also really emphasizes that precision in manufacturing isn't just about the big stuff, like the engine block. It's down to the person on the assembly line who clipped or didn't clip that fuel tank sensor harness correctly.
Wow. Okay, so we've gone quickly from a detaching shift cable causing unexpected movement in the Dart to a shorting sensor harness causing unexpected power loss in the NV200 and City Express. You should now have a really clear picture of why these almost 500,000 vehicles are being recalled and the different speeds at which fixes are coming.
And that detailed understanding brings us to maybe one final thought to leave you with, a bit provocative perhaps. We've seen how one incorrectly routed wire can shut down an engine, how one faulty cable can defeat the park setting.
Right. Now think about the sheer number, the ecosystem of hundreds of tiny, often unseen components. All those fuses, plastic clips, sensor harnesses, little mounting brackets, they all have to work perfectly, be assembled flawlessly.
So the question is, What other specific, maybe microscopic tolerance level in these incredibly complex modern vehicles, if it's breached, might be sitting there waiting to cause another huge unforeseen ripple effect down the road? It kind of encourages us all to look past just the major systems and really appreciate the incredible complexity and maybe even the fragility of the assembly process itself.
Definitely something to think about. Keep that complexity in mind, and yeah, check your VIN. You might be affected by one of these very different safety issues.